It wasn't like the girls couldn't get dates and had to rely on the attention of someone who didn't even know them yet. In fact, each had broken the heart of a young man or two. They just enjoyed an interesting challenge. When class began, Mrs. Walker spoke first to the new student. "Jack, let's try you sitting over there today," she said, pointing to the empty desk directly behind Diane. As Jack moved to his new assigned location, Abby and Diane exchanged glances. The newcomer's name had been revealed. While Mrs. Walker wrote on the board and explained the three Freudian divisions of personality, Diane turned around and introduced herself. "Jack St. Pierre," he told her. "When did you move here?" Diane asked. "I'm not new to the area. I used to go to St. Mary's. I just got sick of Catholic school and decided it was time for a change. Here I am." Diane got right to her point. "Do you want to see a movie on Friday night?" Jack smiled. "Sure, sounds great." Mrs. Walker gave Diane one of her trademarked stern teacher looks. "We'll talk after school," Diane whispered, and turned back to her note-taking. It was Abby who talked to Jack St. Pierre after school. Diane had forgotten her geometry book earlier in the day, so she was on the receiving end of a lecture on responsibility from her overbearing math teacher. After dinner that night, Abby went to Diane's house to study, as she often did. They always intended to study, but they ended up sitting on the couch engrossed in long, involved conversations. That was understandable, since best friends tend to share even the most...